Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening and welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach. And every week on Thursday nights at 9 p.m., we go over what it is to live your life in the energy of yes and how you can create an extraordinary, prosperous life by design. I'm a life coach and a business coach, and I specialize in helping you break down the emotional barriers that block you from getting what you're committed to having in life. My background is in personal development, communication, team management, and years of empowering individuals to achieve their best results. I spent a lifetime as a legal administrator and operations manager, and I also spent many years focusing on leading impactful transformational programs. And I'll work with you to enhance your ability to create an extraordinary life that you absolutely love. I call myself a Yes Coach, and my process is the science of yes. Join me here each week, and I'll guide you into having it all. You don't have to let your fears keep you frozen in place. Take on life and everything it has to offer. Say yes to life. Come to my program and get your answers to questions about starting a business or creating a business plan or anything around you getting yourself going and getting your business off the ground. I can support you. I focus on spiritual and health practitioners as well as creative artists. I can help you run your career as a business and not as a hobby. And even if you're currently working full-time and do your business on the side, I can support you in getting your business up and running. So call in and ask me anything you like. I'm the Yes Coach, and I can teach you how to have a life you love, living in the science of yes. Call-in number is 323-642-1207. That's 323-642-1207. You can find out all about me at my website, which is at www.yescoachforyou.com. That's www.yescoachforyou.com. That's Yes Coach, the number 4, and the letter U.com. Call in tonight, 323-642-1207. I look forward to hearing from you. In the meantime, I'm going to have a conversation with you tonight about what it is to have your life be given by and sourced by and live into the world of yes. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you 10 tips that you can live your life inside of so that you are living in the science of yes. 10 tips to live your life inside yes. You get that just for listening in today, but you got to wait until the end. I call myself a yes coach, teach people from what I call yes coaching. So in a way, I'm a scientist because I call my process the science of yes. So why do I call my process a science? Well, let's just take a moment to look up the definition of the word science, just to make sure that we know what I'm talking about when I say science. So the definition of science is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Again, the definition of the word science is the intellectual and practical activity encompassing the systematic study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. I know that's a mouthful, but you don't need to get intimidated by what I just said. I'm just defining for you why I call my process a science and why I relate to myself as a scientist. And you too, when you take on the science of yes. You see, living your life inside this powerful context is going to be a study in you recognizing and evaluating and testing the waters for your behavior inside of a yes mindset. See, what I actually do is I get you clear about who you are and what you want in life through observation and experiment. When you get access to that, you take actions that match what your goals are. And I know this sounds like, duh, of course, no, but trust me, not everybody, though they understand it, do it, what I'm describing. Taking the actions that are correlate to your commitments to achieve the goals you want to achieve in life. It's kind of like losing weight. Everybody knows what you have to do to lose weight, right? What you have to do to lose weight is you have to eat less and exercise more. Your ability to lose weight is directly correlated to your eating less foods and exercising more than you usually do. Do that. If you take that on, you will lose weight. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. Eat less, exercise more. Bam. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. So, as you start to examine your life and you examine it through the context of the science of yes, you're going to start to relate to it in an interesting way. You're either going to compare it to what you think you should be doing, or you're going to compare it to what you think you're not doing and you're falling short, and you'll relate to it like you're failing at something, or you'll throw your hands up and give up and not go for whatever it is that you hope for, dream for, have a vision for, because you don't think you can. Inside of all of that, what I'm going to train you in, I'm going to train you in what it is to live your life inside a powerful, positive mindset by calling it what I call it, yes. It may seem simple, and it may also seem like obvious. You know, a lot of people believe in the law of attraction, which I do as well. But inside of what I'm teaching, the law of attraction is not just about you thinking about what you want. It isn't. It's about you providing what it is to be, to build the road, to build the roadmap, to have you end up where it is that you want to go, regardless of whether that be. I mean, you know, there's, as a coach, and I am a coach, I'm a life coach, I'm a business consultant, and I coach people in how to live their life powerfully and how to achieve their goals. As a coach, I can tell you there's three people who are actually seeking actively for coaching and support, and those areas are either in your career or your business, your job, something around that arena. In relationship, you're looking for the one, or in wellness, you're looking for someone who can coach you in taking on your health and well-being. Those are the three major areas of coaching. And most things that you are trying to achieve in life fall into one of those three categories: health and well-being, romance, relationships, and your career, your business, your job. And, you know, as far as being a coach, coaching people inside of these areas, what it looks like is that I give people access to what it's going to take for them to have their life be all well-rounded, be successful, be powerful to have their life turn out the way they want to, the way they dream that it will, the way they expect it to. So my whole relationship is inside of a desire for people who want something in life that they feel like they don't have or don't have access to, for whatever reason. Sometimes you don't even know why. But the point is to actually prepare yourself for what's possible in life. So having said that, here's the thing. I want you to be clear. I'm not here to encourage you to do anything other than what it is that you want to do. If you want life to occur a certain way, it will, to the extent that you're willing to take action to have them occur that way. If you want to be an astronaut, you got to join the Air Force. If you want life to show up for you a certain way, you have to take the actions in life that have you produce those specific results. So why I'm saying that, why I'm telling you this, is that I want you to know it doesn't necessarily have to look like you have to give up anything or you have to do something hard to do in order to have a life you love and have the things that you want and to take your business to the next level or to create for yourself whatever it is that seems unattainable. You know, if you think about that, the motion picture, I know this is reaching because some of you weren't even born and have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm about to mention The Sound of Music. And it's Donald, you know, the movie star Julie Andrews. And there's a scene when the character she plays is standing on a hilltop and she has her arms spread out. And it's like this incredible opening crescendo of music. And she turns around and she says, or she sings, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." And that song introduces us to her character, what she's up to, her happiness, her joy, her enthusiasm, her passion. You reach into a moment, a slice of her life, and you understand that what she's sharing with you is something precious. She's sharing with you her love of music. Now, why I bring up that analogy, that image, that vision, is that's the kind of image, that's the kind of vision that you want to have for what you want out of life. So let's say you're sitting there right now in your chair. You're either listening to my podcast live or you downloaded it and you're listening to it later on. Maybe you're in your car. Maybe you're sitting in your room and you're listening to it on your iPod. But when you listen to it, I'd like you to take a moment, just a moment, to think about that image of Maria von Trapp on the top of that mountaintop with her hands and her arms spread out wide, turning in a circle, speaking and singing to the wind and saying, "The hills are alive." And when you get that image, I want you to picture that it's not Julie Andrews standing on that mountaintop, but it's you. It's you. Yes, you, the person listening to me now. It's you. You standing on that mountaintop with your arms just flung out, and you're singing with all the passion, all the energy, all the power you have in your lungs. And you're singing about your desire, your vision. You're singing about what you are creating, and it sounds just as beautiful, just as poignant, just as powerful as the hills are alive with the sound of music, and it's you. And when you vision that strongly, when you create that passionately, when you figure out what it is that you want and you express it that clearly, the universe will respond. The universe will respond, and as long as you are open to receive what you want, you will have it. And I don't know if what you want is tangible or if what you want is just a feeling. I want to be happy. Well, here's the thing about being happy. Here's the conversation you want to hold about being happy. You know, happiness is in the eye of the beholder. Not just the beholder, but the person who's generating happiness for themselves is the only one that's able to tap into that font for any kind of happiness on any level, anywhere, anytime. You are the one who gets to say when you're happy, and you are the one that gets to say what makes you happy. You are the one who's going to be able to establish what you need, what you require, what the universe needs to supply, and you need to be open to receive whatever it's going to take to make you happy. So you are happy when you say you are, and I'd like you to consider that. If you are living your life right now and you're unhappy, you're stressed, you're worried, you're anxiety-ridden, you're depressed, whatever's going on with you, and what you want is to be happy, then what I'm going to say to you right now as the Yes Coach is that your happiness is directly correlated to the actions you're willing to take to be happy. You are the one that has to say, I want to be happy, and I'm going to go about it right now. Do you even know what you need to be happy? Have you ever even considered what you need to be happy? Do you think about it at all? In my coaching, I have my clients focus on the specific areas of their life so that their life is holographic, that it's well-rounded. It's not just this linear thing where you spend 80% of your energy at work and 20% of your energy at home and then hope for the rest in every other arena. No, that is not how you want to do it. That is not how it's done. I encourage you, find what it's going to take. Find what it's going to take for you. For you to be happy. Do you know what it's going to take? Have you given it any thought? Well, I've given it some thought. It may sound strange, and I want you to stay with me while I explain it, but I've given thoughts on what it's going to take for you to be happy. Yes, I have. And there's specific areas of your life that you are living inside of. Your life is like a hologram. It is not linear. There's your home and your home environment, the place where you live, whether you live in a house, a mansion, an apartment, a condo, a trailer, a box on the street, wherever you live, wherever you lay your hat down and call home. That's one area of your life that you want to focus some energy on. I trained my children. I raised two children to adulthood, and I trained them when they were very young. If you want dinner, you have to keep the kitchen clean. If you go in the kitchen and mess it up, put dirty dishes in the sink, leave, half full of glasses on the counter, I'm not going in that kitchen to cook dinner until it's clean. And my kids learned how to clean the kitchen. And whenever I came home and went into the kitchen at dinner time, if the kitchen was a mess, then that was their communication to me. It's okay, Mom. You don't need to cook dinner tonight. I don't need dinner. I made do with whatever I made do with, because a dirty kitchen means you don't want dinner. I shared that with you because I want you to understand that your home environment is a reflection of you. And I can't cook in a dirty kitchen. I spend my time cleaning the kitchen, and by the time I get done, there's nothing to cook because it's too late. So I can't work in a dirty environment either. Can you? If you can, more power to you. God bless you, by the way. If you need neatness, tidiness, if you need efficiency, organization, if that's what you need in your home environment, then by all means, manage your home environment. Your physical environment is very, very much a reflection of your inner environment, your inner core. Your energy is focused on and sourced by your physical environment. So if your physical environment is chaos, a mess, then your inner environment is chaos. Your outer environment is managed by your spiritual connection to the planet. So if you are maintaining a messy home, and I'm not here to judge you. This isn't judgment or me looking at you saying, you know, your house is a mess. You need to go clean it. That's not the intention here. The intention here is for you to focus. If you're going to create the context for a yes universe where everything goes your way, then you want to be in a clean, organized, efficient environment in your home and in your work. So if your workplace, your cubicle, your desk, or whatever it is that you sit down and actually take on work, if it's a mess, if there's papers everywhere, and half the time you don't know where anything is, then you'll notice that it sources you and what you're up to, and you want to clean it up, you want to sort it out. So give yourself some time. Create a blueprint of how you're going to organize your home, how you're going to get yourself clean. If you're one of those people who are on the borderline of hoarding, where you've just got stuff that you just can't release, can't let go of, you have things that you just have to hold on to for whatever reason. There's piles and piles and stacks of paperwork, unopened mail, you know, old clothes that you don't want to wash and fold and put away, but you don't want to throw away, so they're just laying around. Is that the environment that you are operating inside of? Is that the environment that you're living in? If that's the case, then you just want to notice that is not an environment that is going to generate a whole lot of power for you, I say. And, you know, it could be just me. It could be that I'm off and I'm wrong, that you can wallow in a pigsty and still be productive. As long as you're productive, I got nothing. I'm not going to judge you and I'm not going to tell you to stop. But I'm suspicious. You know, because why not keep a clean environment? I don't see any reason why you shouldn't. So having said that, your home environment is one of the seven areas of life that I'm alluding to. Another area of your life that you want to take on so that you're living in the world of yes is your career, your business, your work, which also includes by connection your finances. And this inside of your finances, which in most cases, is directly connected to your work or your business, because you either have a job and you're employed and your employer pays you, or you're the employer, you're the boss, it's your company and you pay yourself, or you generate your revenue and then you live off the money that the business generates in revenue. Either way, your career, your business is in general is connected to your finances. Now, if you're a trust fund baby, if you're somebody who money was left to you, it's your legacy, you never really did anything to earn it, you still want to look at this area and see what needs improvement, what needs to be managed, what needs to be organized effectively so that you are budgeting, you are managing your finances in a powerful context. And that's another area. Another area, there's no order to these. It's not like I'm saying these areas in the order of which they are important. It's not true. At any given time, if you're on a carousel of life and it's rolling round and round and round, and in that carousel, if you split it up like a pie and take off different slices, then your areas of your life are each slice of that pie. And inside of that pie is you organizing yourself and dealing with those areas of life, whether you feel strongly empowered in that area of life, whether you feel strongly connected in that area of life, or whether you feel weak in that area of life. If you feel like you have a lot that you have to discover about how to make that area of your life work, either way, it doesn't matter. What's important is that you do whatever it takes, that you take on these areas of life and have them work and have them be powerful. And you don't ignore it. You don't just leave it to chance. So the next area of life I'm going to point to is your immediate family or your extended family or your close friends. So everybody that you're related to, like your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, and your friends and your relatives and your extended family, people that you've known all your life, and even though they don't have the same last name as you, you still relate to them as family. If they call in the middle of the night, you drop everything, you answer the phone, because they're family. You relate to them as somebody who is part of your inner circle. And that family arena is very important for you to work on all the time. How often do you get disconnected from or lose touch with people that you grew up with, you know, whatever age you are? When you were young, you prayed together. You went to school together. And then you went to college, you got out of college, you got a job, and you drift apart. You know, the one thing that's really cool about Facebook that's really useful is that it's really a wonderful way to stay connected to people that you don't necessarily talk to anymore. You don't pick up the phone. And nobody does these days. It's not something that people do. They don't pick up the phone anymore and say, hey, how you doing? Let's go have lunch. So I'm inviting you to look at the people in your address book and keep in touch with them. Keep generating your relationship with them. Keep looking to see, do I need to connect to them this week? Let's go have a Starbucks. Let's go have a meal. Let's get together. Come on over. Let's get some popcorn going and watch a movie. Like, you're always connecting, always reaching out, and always staying connected. It's so easy. It's so easy to disconnect from people and forget that they're out there, and then you look up and it's 3 years later and you haven't said anything. You haven't reached out at any time. And these are the relationships you want to nurture. These are the people that you want to stay connected to. These are the people who help support you. They say it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a community to the things you want in life. You can't do it alone. Even though it seems like you're a very powerful person, and I'm not denying, I'm not saying that it isn't so. I'm just letting you know that the possibilities are endless. You need to be in touch with the people in your life and stay in touch with the people in your life and invite the people in your life to stay in touch with you. So, moving on from your family relationships, there's also your romantic relationships. And there's usually just one. Now, I said relationships, but, you know, I'm talking about your significant other. I'm talking about the one. And that is a whole arena in and of itself. A lot of times, especially when you've been involved in a romantic relationship with this person for many, many years, you start to get complacent in the relationship. You start to relate to them casually, cavalierly. You start to take them for granted. And my coaching is that you want to nurture these relationships with the people in your life as though they're the most important people in your life. And I encourage you to do so. I encourage you. You'll have more power in your life if you allow the people in your life who are romantically connected to you, if you allow them to make a difference for you. If you do, I promise you, you'll be glad you did. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next area, which is fun. Oh, boy, fun. Now, I like to have fun. This arena is all about your entertainment, your hobbies, what you do in your spare time, you know, whatever it is that's there for you that's fun. It's outside of work, it's outside of homemaking, it's outside, it's everything else. It's what you do to have fun. And if you're not managing this area of your life, the area of having fun, then you need to drop everything and create a timeline, a calendar post where you're managing on a daily basis that you're having fun. And if you're not, because whatever reason you're in a serious situation at work and you're trying to produce results and they're not happening and you're upset, and who cares about fun right now? I can't talk about fun. I've got to get this result produced. Whatever's going on with you, fun, the arena of fun, critically important. Go do what you like to do in life. And I'm not talking about, you know, I'm an administrator and I like paperwork. And most people do not. Most people despise paperwork. My favorite thing on the planet to do, other than having fun playing games and going to the movies and doing things like that, is to create a checklist of the things I need to do and then one by one check those things off until they're all checked out and I'm complete. That is such a joy for me. It helps to know what you can put your hands around when you're serious and focused and producing results. But it also helps to know what it takes for you to have fun in life, for you to enjoy life. And if it's a leave of absence from your job, if it's your regular vacation time, you know, whatever it takes, spend some time focusing on having fun. So the next area that I'm going to talk about is your health and well-being. Your physical well-being, your diet, exercise, eating well, and keeping your body fit. Now, I have something to say about this because most of my life I have been not just overweight, I have been obese. Most of my life, especially my adult life. And my program, you know, inside of Yes Coaching, my Yes Coaching program, I have a program called Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise. And it's a 3-month program. I use that program to teach people how to be healthy. I refer them certain products that they can use to detox and cleanse their system, reset their metabolism, and get themselves back on the road to healthy health. Having a healthy lifestyle and having a body that resonates vibrantly is a goal. And you can't do that if you're not 100% on board with those goals and your significant other or your siblings or whoever you live with, that you've got to enroll them in your health and well-being. So it's important that you focus on that area of life as an area where, you know, if you smoke, this is, you know, a good opportunity for you to quit smoking. So the last area, the 7th area, and like I said before, these areas of life are not in any specific order for you. When you hear them, if you're taking notes, and, you know, if you like, you don't have to take notes. You can write to me at Pam Heath. That's my name, Pam Heath. Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. That's Pam Heath, PamHeath. Pam Heath at yescoachforyou.com. You can write to me and I'll send you these 7 tips in an email, as long as you hear anything that you want me to share with you one-on-one, feel free to make that request. Ask me to do so, and I will. Okay? All right, so we are on Blog Talk Radio, and this is Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, and this is my show, The Science of Yes. Those of you who are listening, I appreciate it. I know I have a large following on the East Coast, and it's funny because this is the thing you want to be present to. Life occurs on a holographic plane, not on a linear plane. So you have to be willing to move the blocks of these areas around. Kind of like playing 3D chess. You want to be able to do this because you want to be able to have a life that you say that you're designing and that you can have now. So, I want you to know that it's important to me that you feel that you can do or have anything. You know, I started my business in 2014, and I have an interesting background. Though I did go to college, I didn't pursue a career in what I studied. I studied broadcast journalism, and it helped train me in creativity and communication through writing. And what came next was like 30 years as a legal administrator and operations manager, a human resources expert. This is what was born from someone who started out wanting to be Oprah. And eventually I realized that there was something that I brought to any company, there was a game that I brought. And I didn't know at that time how to articulate it. I just knew that it was a very positive mindset, a very positive energy, but it was also motivating because most of the companies I went to grew like crazy. And it grew because it had to. I am, I called in the beginning my coaching, Yes Coaching, and then it evolved into the science of yes. And how that came about is that I saw what appeared to be a quote that was attributed to Albert Einstein. I was attracted to this quote, and I'll tell you that quote right now. You can see what you think about it. The quote says, and apparently from Albert Einstein, I have no confirmation that it's from him, but this is what I see when I go online and I look up this quote. This is what the quote says. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. I was struck by that quote because it's so matter of fact, and yet at the same time, extremely spiritual. And that's what I do. I connect the tangible to the spiritual. And I provide strategy, coaching, and support for a life fueled by your unending passion. So, by simply being a yes, you expand your capacity to have anything you're willing to say yes to. So when I say yes, I'm not talking about semantics, and I'm not just pointing to the word by itself.
Yes.
I'm not saying that just saying that word is some kind of magic mantra that will give you access to what you're dreaming of in life, like some kind of genie that popped out of a crystal ball or a lamp. That's not what I mean. I mean, there's a very simple way for you to go about living your life, enhancing what you're already up to in life. There's a very simple way. I'd like to talk a little bit about the song that comes on when my show first starts. You might recognize the voice. It's Robin Williams singing, and it's from the animated motion picture Aladdin, which came out many years ago. From what I understand, they're coming out with a live-action version of it, which I'm very, very curious about. But we're going to stick for this show tonight. I'm going to share with you from the other version. And what it is, Aladdin, who's a character out of the Arabian Nights, stumbled into a cave, and in that cave he found a lamp. And the lamp was dirty, it was dusty, and Aladdin picked up the lamp and rubbed it with his, you know, the hem of his shirt, because the lamp was dirty, and he figured it was very pretty and neat. Aladdin rubbed the lamp, and the genie popped out of the lamp. And the genie told Aladdin, with Robin Williams' voice, anything you want, just name it. You have 3 wishes. And Aladdin was confused, and he's like, what do you mean anything I want? What do you mean I have 3 wishes? And then the genie burst into song. The song that the genie sang, I'm not going to sing it, so don't worry, but I am going to talk about that song because that song has a relevance for you. Yes, you, the one listening to me right now. I'm always using movie analogies and musical quotes to support and coach my clients. And this song, it's called You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. And I'm going to tell you the beginning of the song because the lyrics are relevant, and I want you to get a sense of what I'm pointing at here. You've got some power in your corner now, some heavy ammunition in your camp. You've got some punch, pizzazz, yahoo, and wow. And see, all you got to do is rub that lamp, and I'll say, Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be? Let me take your order, jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me. Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the shah. Say what you wish, it's yours to give. Hey, how about a little more baklava? Have some of column A. Try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. So there you go. A cappella. Those are the words that I want you to be dwelling in. And I'd like to consider for a moment that that song is being sung right now to you. Life is your restaurant, and I'm your maitre d'. And ask yourself, wow, what would I order? What would I order if I could have anything I want? Think about it. A new home, a new car, a new romantic partner. What about your career? I have to say that a lot of times people have a hard time, they're skeptical when I say that you can relate to life, the universe, as your restaurant, and that Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, is your maitre d'. But if you just took that analogy on, if you relate to life like it's a restaurant, and you walk in, you sit down, and Pam Heath, the Yes Coach, hands you a menu. And you look at the menu, and you want to see what you want. It really is just that simple. It really is. It really is just that simple. And I promise you, everything can be managed. Everything can be created. Everything can be plotted out and created for you in your life. All you have to do is ask. Say yes. Say yes to power and magic. Say yes to everything. Everything that you've ever desired. Say yes. When you do, life will open up for you, and you should be open to receive. I promise you, everything in life is available to you. Now, every Thursday night, I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, which, you know, is a part of Spirit Talk Radio. Spirit Talk Radio is put on by the New Age Guild. And the New Age Guild is for all metaphysical, transformational, New Age practitioners. It's a directory that you can join and be a part of, and it's something that you can create, and I'd love for you to come by and visit so that we can, you know, hook you up and support you in your business. The URL is www.newageguild.com. That's www.newageguild. NewAgeGuild.com. Visit us there and find out how you can join and become a member. And we will teach you how to take your skill and turn it into a business, a profitable business for yourself. So let me know what I can do to support you. Come by and visit us and join us. I'm here every Thursday night, and I'm here from 9 p.m. until 10 p.m. Now, tonight, I've been babbling on and teaching about what it is to be a powerful person who lives in the science of yes. But since it's just me, I'm going to end it a little bit early tonight. I'm about to travel up to Northern California and visit my mother who's in the hospital. So I'm gonna take off. I don't have any listeners, and there's no one in the chat room. So I'm gonna end early, and I'll see you next week Thursday. And I want to announce that I'm also going to be starting a show on Tuesday night, which is going to be a show for you to get healthy and wealthy with me. So stay tuned for the Yes Coach, Pam Heath, for my Tuesday night, Get Healthy and Wealthy with Me, and my Thursday night show, The Science of Yes. I look forward to hearing you, speaking with you, and seeing you in the near future. Stay well and say yes. Take care.
Сокровища владел, четыре завода спасли, а ты ходай, мышь.